You're listening to ESL Podcasts English Cafe, number 96. This is The English Cafe, episode 96. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff McQuillan, coming to you from the Center for Educational Development in beautiful Los Angeles, California. Visit our website at eslpod.com and download a learning guide for this episode. You can also take a look at the ESL podcast store, where we offer some additional specialized courses. In this cafe, we're going to talk about how people become medical doctors in the United States. Every country is a little different. We'll talk about how you do it here in the U.S. We'll also talk a little bit about the differences in income based on how much education you have here in the U.S. And as always, we'll answer a few of your questions. Let's get started. Our first topic is about doctors and how to become a doctor. We've talked a little bit about how you get to be a certain kind of occupation or have a certain kind of occupation in our previous cafes. Today we're going to talk about how you become a doctor in the United States. What do you have to do? First, I should distinguish or tell you the difference between a medical doctor, someone we would call an MD for medical doctor, and a doctor of philosophy, what we would call a PhD. A doctor of philosophy isn't necessarily a philosopher like Plato and Aristotle were philosophers. A doctor of philosophy, a PhD, is someone who gets a graduate degree, but not in medicine. An MD is a medical doctor, someone who can help you with your health. I am not a medical doctor. I am a PhD, so I can't really help you at all. Some people would call me a fake doctor. A real doctor, a medical doctor, is someone who can help you with your health. In the U.S., in order to get either a PhD or an MD, you need to finish your bachelor's degree, usually taking 4 or 5 years to finish what we would call your undergraduate degree or bachelor's degree. After that, you have to go to school for 4 more years to medical school. There are about 140, 150 medical schools in the United States. To get into a medical school is highly competitive. When we say something is competitive, we mean it is very difficult. There are lots of people who want to get into medical school. Some schools, like the Harvard Medical School, are extremely competitive, highly competitive. Other schools are less competitive. But generally, medical schools have a very competitive acceptance. Getting a medical degree is very demanding. We say something is demanding when it is very difficult. It requires a lot of work. So getting into a medical school is difficult, and then getting your medical degree is also difficult. if you want to go to a medical school in the U.S., you need to submit or send your transcripts. Transcripts are a list of your grades. They include all of the classes that you took as an undergraduate. You also have to take a test called the Medical College Admissions Test, or the MCAT. This is sort of like the SAT, the Scholastic Achievement Test. It's a difficult test that tests your knowledge of math and reading comprehension and other things. You also need to get letters of recommendation. These are letters from usually your professors from your bachelor's degree saying that you are a good student. Many schools also require that you go and interview with someone from the school, someone from the admissions committee, the group of people who decide who gets into the medical school and who doesn't. Your first 2 years of your 4 years of medical school are mostly classroom experiences or in a laboratory. You're learning basic scientific medical ideas about anatomy, the parts of the body, other types of scientific study. You also learn during these first few years to take a medical history. This is when you ask patients, ask the people you are trying to help, what their problems are, what the symptoms are. A symptom is an indication of a problem. You also learn to diagnose illnesses. To diagnose, D-I-A-G-N-O-S-E, means to determine, to figure out what the problem is. The doctor diagnoses you with a certain problem. I was diagnosed with influenza, with the flu. You do all of this under the supervision of, or with the help of, more experienced doctors and physicians in hospitals and clinics. A clinic is like a small hospital that doesn't have a complete hospital setup. It's a medical office where you can go to get examined. Medical school also requires you to go through what are called rotations. Rotations comes from the verb to rotate. To rotate means to change from one thing to another thing to another thing. Rotations require medical students to go to different departments in the hospital, to pediatrics, which is for young children, to psychiatry, to surgery, to gynecology, which is medical treatment specifically for women, and so forth. So you work in all the different departments for a certain amount of time, so you get experience in different types of medical treatment. Now, once you finish your 4 years of medical school, in most states, in fact, in all states and U.S. territories, you have to take an exam. The exam gives you a license, gives you permission to practice medicine. Notice we use the verb practice. I'm practicing medicine. You could also say I'm practicing law. Normally, practice is when you are just trying to do something. But when we talk about medicine and law, practice means to actually be a doctor or to be a lawyer. So you can practice medicine after you pass an exam. You also have to graduate from what is called an accredited medical school. Accredited means that there is an organization that says, yes, this medical school is good. This is an acceptable quality medical school. If you are a doctor from another country and you want to get a license to be a physician in a U.S. state, you have to usually take the same exam. And sometimes you have to work in a hospital for a year or two in something called a residency. A residency is something that even U.S. doctors, most U.S. doctors do. It's like a additional training after your 4 years of medical school in one special area, in what we would call a specialty, where you are being paid, but you are working on one special area of medicine. That's called a residency. Residencies can last 1, 2, or more years. So, to review, you go to 4 years of medical school, you take an examination, then you usually spend 1 or more years as a resident specializing in one area. If you come from another country, you can usually take the exam and then work in a residency for a year or two and then get your license. Most states accept doctors from other states, so you don't need to get a new license when you move from California to Oklahoma or to New York. But not all states. Sometimes states require some additional things from you, even though you were a doctor in a different state. How much does all of this cost? Well, it's very expensive to go to medical school in the U.S. For 1 year of medical school at a private, that is a non-government medical school, you will probably pay around $34,000. That's every year. So for 4 years, you're going to be paying more than $120,000. That's just for your tuition. That is, that's just for your classes. Tuition refers to the money you pay the university to take classes there. You also have to eat, however, and have a place to live. What we would call your housing or living expenses. This $30,000 to $35,000 does not include your housing and living expenses. It is a little cheaper to go to a government medical school, a lot cheaper, usually about half that cost, but you must be a resident of that state, meaning you have to be a citizen who is living in that state or someone who has residency status. This use of residency should not be confused with the residency we talked about earlier, which was referring to a specialization that you do in a hospital after medical school. Here we mean someone is living in a state for a certain amount of time. For example, I am a resident of California. I live in California. If I move to Texas and I want to go to school in Texas, I may have to wait a year or 2 years in order to get the discount for residence. So you have to have a certain amount of time in a state. each state is different when it comes to how long you have to be there. And if you're from another country, you may never get the residency discount at the public universities. Discounts for residents are usually just for public universities, not for private universities. So if you want to become a doctor in the United States, you need a lot of money and a lot of time. Of course, most doctors don't have $130,000 to pay for their school, so they take out loans. They get loans from a bank, and then when they start working, they pay the loans back. I thought I'd talk a little bit, since we are talking about education, a little bit about how much Americans make depending on their level of education. There was a recent article in the New York Times magazine. This is a publication of the New York Times newspaper. This was a story about how much people who have a bachelor's degree make in the U.S. on average, how much people with a master's degree make, how much people with a PhD make, how much people with a professional degree, such as a lawyer or a doctor, makes. The average salary, the average income each year for someone who has a bachelor's degree is about $40,000. That's the average salary, the average income, how much money you make each year. If you don't have a bachelor's degree, if you just have a high school diploma and you never went to college, the average salary is about $21,000 a year. So almost half of what you would make if you went to college. So going to college doubles your salary on average. If you go to college but don't graduate, you go for 1 year or 2 years and then you stop, that does not give you very much advantage over those who just have a high school education. A person who has some college makes about $23,000 on average, so just a little bit more than a high school graduate. Now, if you get a master's degree, which usually requires 1 or 2 more years after your bachelor's degree, your average salary is about $51,000, so about $11,000 more than people who just have a 4-year bachelor's degree. If you get a PhD, your average salary will be about $70,000, or about $30,000 more than those who have a bachelor's degree. Getting a PhD requires usually going to 4 to 6 years of school after your bachelor's degree. People who have a medical degree, however, make even more money. The average doctor makes between $130,000 a year up to maybe $500,000 or $1 million a year if they are a very specialized doctor. Most doctors make between $130,000 and $300,000 a year. So if you are willing to go to school for a long time, you can definitely make more money if that's what you want to do. Now let's answer a few of your questions. Our first question comes from Sam, S-A-M, in Taiwan. Sam wants to know the difference among a couple of different constructions in English: from and to, during and to, and between and to. For example, I will be available from 6 o'clock to 10 o'clock tonight. His question has to do with the differences among these three constructions, these three uses. Let's give a few examples to make this a little clearer. I will be available in my office from 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock tonight. If you are talking about a specific time from this hour to that hour, then we would usually use the expression from, such as, I will be available from 9 o'clock this morning to 4 o'clock this afternoon. You could also say until 4 o'clock this afternoon. So I will be free, or I will be available, or the museum is open from 6 to 9, or 6 until 9. You can also use between, although you will probably hear the word and instead of to. For example, the museum is open between 6 o'clock and 9 o'clock. Or, I will be available between 4 o'clock and 7 o'clock this afternoon. The word during is usually used when talking about a specific event or period of time. During the day or during the week, you could say, during World War II, many people suffered and died. During is an event or a long period of time or a specific period of time. But you don't normally say during when you are using specific hours, such as 6 to 9. So you could say, this library has books between 1700 and 2007. You could say, this library has books from 1700 to 2007. You can say, this store was closed during the week before Christmas. Or you could say, this store was closed from December 17th to December 26th. Notice that if you have a specific time or date, you would use from, to, or between, and. If it's talking about the general time or a week, a day, we would use during. Luc, L-U-C, from Belgium, over in Europe, wants to know the difference between fire, F-I-R-E, and arson, A-R-S-O-N. Fire is any kind of burning when you have light, usually smoke, something that is very hot, and you see the fire. We would say you see the flames, F-L-A-M-E-S. Arson is a kind of fire. Arson is when someone deliberately, intentionally, on purpose, starts a fire to destroy a building or perhaps to destroy a park. Usually arson is a bad thing. In fact, it's considered a crime whenever you try to burn something down. Many of the, or some of the fires that you may see in the news here in California are often caused by teenagers or other kids who start the fire. This would be arson. Fire is any kind of burning of a material or substance. Arson is a crime where you start a fire on purpose. We would say the fire is set, S-E-T, by someone. Who set the fire? Our final question comes from I-H-O-R. I'm not sure how to pronounce that. I'm sorry. From the Ukraine. The question has to do with the expression town hall meeting. For example, the governor will hold a town hall meeting to talk about the environment. A town hall is a place where people meet. Usually it's a government building. A hall is sometimes used to refer to a building. So the town hall would be a building that belongs to the town or city. So a government building, usually. A town hall meeting, however, is usually a meeting with some government official, the mayor, the governor, the president even, where they get together in a room with people who then can ask questions. So it's a little more informal kind of meeting. In the U.S., when we have our presidential elections, there's usually a series of town hall meetings where the candidates, the people who want to become president, will go, and voters, people who are interested, will come and ask questions of him or her. Sometimes if there's a controversial issue, a problem in a city or a town, the mayor or one of the town officials, the city officials, will have a town hall meeting. The word town hall is a little old, a little old-fashioned even, but the expression town hall meeting is still used to mean a meeting between a government official and normal citizens to talk about some issue and to allow the citizens to ask questions. If you have a question, you do not need to go to a town hall meeting. You can just email us at ESLPOD@ESLPOD.com. From Los Angeles, California, I'm Jeff McQuillan. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on The English Cafe. ESL Podcast English Cafe is written and produced by Dr. Jeff McQuillan and Dr. Lucy Say.
This podcast is copyright 2007 by the Center for Educational Development.